job. That's good singing. I don't care where you're from. That's just all the way around, just top shelf. All right? All right, take your Bible, if you will, please, to the book of Revelation, chapter number 19. Revelation, chapter number 19. And there's a passage over there that we're going to be looking at. You're either, if you're able to stand, then you may stand while we're looking about verse number 11. In chapter number 19, Revelation, verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and him that and he that sat upon it was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doeth judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but in he himself. But he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. That is, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and that which he should smite the nations, and that he should rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of his wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the Word, and we do thank you for it and how good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. We pray you'd save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. Revive us now again, we pray thee in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a sermon that I've entitled just this morning. I didn't get it all together this morning, but I got the title this morning. When the Lord wears the blood of sinful men. Now, let me tell you, Jesus Christ, over 2,000 years ago, he bowed his head, gave up the ghost, and on the cross of Calvary paid the sin debt, paid the price for every person, every creature, that whosoever will may come to him and be born into the family of God. Now, not everybody's going to come. But I'm glad that Jesus provided a worldwide salvation. But the world's going to hell without God, and they have no idea whatsoever what they're going to be faced with. Do you know right now that if you're here and you're not saved, the blood of Jesus Christ will wash away all of your sin. This Bible said if you're a child of God, if you'll walk in the light as He is in the light, then you'll have fellowship one with another, and the blood of His Son Jesus Christ shall cleanse you from all your sin. I got to tell you something. When you begin to look into the Bible, that you'll find that God's in the saving business. God's in the cleaning business. And I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but that since the day you got saved, every now and again, the devil tempts you. Every now and again, you give in to it. And every now and again, to be able to maintain fellowship, that you just have to come every now and again telling the Lord how sorry that you are. And I'm glad to know that when He saves you, it's forever. But let me tell you, if you're going to have fellowship with Him forever, you're going to have to make several trips and every now and again tell God that, hey, He's on the throne and everything's running right on time and you're sorry you got out of step with Him. I got to say to you that if you will, please, you're saying, well, what happens if a child of God gets out of step and then dies in that condition? Well, you go to heaven and you're going to suffer so as by fire, but you're not going to hell. If you're a child of God right now, you'll always be a child of God. And I'm glad God saved us and God sealed us unto the day of redemption. And no doubt about it, whenever He sealed our name down, you know, in the book of life, is that my name's been sealed down. God isn't writing down names when people get saved. God's already written down every name of everybody that ever will be born. And when somebody gets saved, He seals it there by the blood. And when a person dies without the Lord, He blots out that name. And therefore, there's a blank spot where he that loved the world and gave himself for it, where your name could have been, and that blank person can't argue and say, nobody gave me the chance. Your name used to be right there and you didn't want nothing with it. Now, you're either going to get washed by the blood or He's going to wear your blood. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out when God comes, He's going to be angry again. He's going to be angry at a lost and dying world that has no regard for God, the Bible, good, right, moral, and decent. Have you ever noticed how what a wicked, and it's becoming more wicked every day, world that we're living in? I've never in my life, and I got to tell you right now is that we see all the time on the news, and the world's becoming more godless and more wicked and more corrupt all the time. And that's the way the Lord said it would be. A lawless society when the Lord Jesus Christ, the lawgiver, comes again. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, He's coming back. He's going to be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Did you notice in that one place that we read there in verse 13, and He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Wonder where He got all that blood from. That's the blood of sinful men. How do I know that? Well, look over in the book of Isaiah. Turn quickly there, chapter number 63. And the Bible talks about the day of the vengeance of God that's going to come upon this world. He said in verse number 1, Isaiah 63, who is this that cometh from Edom and with dyed garments from Bozrah? This is that glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength, and I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. This is about the Lord. And this is the Lord Jesus Christ. Look in verse 2. Wherefore art thou red in thy apparel? Do you remember we just got through reading over in Revelation that he's going to wear a vesture dipped in blood? Wherefore art thou red in thy apparel? That's the question that's about to be asked. And thy garments like he that treadeth the wine fan. I've tried in the wine press alone, and the people there none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger. You think God's not angry? And notice, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my remnant. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of the redeemed is come. I got to say to you, is that if you're a child of God, you've been washed by His blood. If you die without God, you'll die without hope, and God will stoop and trample those that are sinful men that have no regard for God, the Bible, good, right, moral, and decent, and He'll stain His garment with their blood. That's not exactly the Jesus they've got portrayed that looks like a sissy hippie, is it? No, our Lord and Savior, buddy, I'll guarantee you He's all man, He's all God, and make no mistake about it, is that if you want to live without God and you want to die without God, then rather be washed by His blood, He'll wear your blood in wrath one of these days, is what it says. Now, that's a very simplifying thing, and I'm sure that in the Uptown Baptist Church, you're not going to hear that. And the reason being, it's just too violent. You know, isn't it sad in the day and hour that we're living in? Isn't it sad the day and hour? I don't listen to any music except what's in church here. I mean, every now and again, I hear something that's playing in one of those stores, so I probably know not. But I'm not like you boys and girls here that grew up in a Christian church and knows every country, western, rock and roll song there is. God bless you. Thank you very much. Somebody said, you know, hey, what's wrong with listening to a little country? Ain't nothing wrong with it. You can be saying listen to a little country, but it will rob you of your mind and what you ought to be meditating and thinking on if you're not careful. See? I like that one that's, who's that, Toby Keith? He's dying with stomach cancer. I like him. He cusses a little. I like him. I like whenever he says that, we'll put a boot. Well, that's an American way. I like that kind of stuff. I like the fact. It's a shame that we don't have more preachers who stand up for God, and that now we got two or three country people out there, and you can't listen to them all the time because it'll rob your mind from what you ought to be thinking about. See? I appreciate both amens. I don't have to have any because when I know I'm right, I'm a bulldog, buddy. In this Bible lesson, you'll find it is that it's going to be a serious thing in the day when the Lord shall come. Look in verse number 3 again in Isaiah 63. I've trodden the winepress alone and of the people that was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger, trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment with their blood. That's what he's talking about. I got to say to you that what a sad day and time that's going to be whenever the Lord Jesus Christ, who would have washed them white as snow. I mean, listen, if you want to be washed white as snow and God forgive you of your sins, come to Him as an empty-handed beggar. Repent toward God. By faith, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. We live in a world right now, and I mentioned to you the other day, we've got about 13 to 15 different people that are running, that are trying to run for the Republican Party, and all of them are pretty much a joke. And as I look at them and I think on them, I think about their apostasy. I think about the false religions that they're involved in. I think about the promises that they're making. But it'll change when they get in an office, whatever that it is. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, make no mistake about it, you're going to find out that I don't care who you are, where you are, and whatever office that you may or may not be running from, is that redemption's by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Always has been in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is right now, it will be tomorrow, it never has been anything else. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved than the name that's above every name, and that's the name of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you right now is that a bunch of them people up there, some of them believe in Buddha, some of them believe in a Muslim world and Allah, some of them believe in some other kind of false religion. I got to tell you, they're going to die without hope, without God. I don't care how much money they've made. I don't care how many promises they've made. I don't care how much they may succeed. If you live without God and die without God, you're going to spend eternity in a place called hell, the bottomless pit, the lake of fire where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. Not because He doesn't love you, but because you receive not the love of the truth that you might be saved. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, let me tell you something. Religion will never be able to cleanse you from your sins. I have people every now and again when you ask them, hey, if you died today, would you go to heaven? Well, I'm a Methodist. That's fine. I'm not asking about your denomination. I'm asking about your destination. Sometimes they'll tell you, well, I happen to be a Catholic. Okay, that's fine. You know how a Catholic gets saved? Only one name under heaven given among men whereby they can be saved, and that's in the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't care if you're Presbyterian, a Methodist, a Baptist, or whatever that it is. Somebody was arguing with one of our members here and talking about Baptists as they were allowed to do this and allowed to do that and all of that. No, we're not bastard Baptists. We're Baptists that believe God and the Bible and be in redemption by the blood that'll save your soul and change your life and put your feet upon the solid rock and establish your going. In this Bible lesson you're looking at is that one of these days, this world that we're living in, they're going to see the Lord come. He's going to be angry. He's coming with a vesture, the Bible said that we read in our text, dipped in blood. Where'd all that blood come from? He's trampling people that died without God, that are fighting in the army, especially there in the Battle of Armageddon. They're going to come against the Lord Jesus Christ. They're going to come against the Lord, His anointed, and all the armies of heaven. It's going to be a sight to behold, let me tell you. I'm not going to be fighting there. I'm already born again, washed by the blood. I'll be on the other side and coming back. I don't know whatever He wants me to do. But I am hoping. That when it comes time to take a rod of iron and begin to smite the nations that He taught, I'm hoping He'll just let me beat the ever-living snot out of Nancy Pelosi. And Chuck Schumer and all that bunch of crowd, you know. I got to say to you, I hope that I can be able to go up to Mr. Biden and say, hey, you've been so. I'm sorry that you're old and a bumbling idiot, but you're fixing to get the whooping of your life by the command of the Lord, right before He throws you into the bottomless pit, the lake of fire where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. I got to tell you, folks, this thing is serious. And in the day and hour that we're living in, His blood will either wash away your sins, or He will wear your blood and stain His garments with it as He tramples you underfoot. That's something, isn't it? That's just something. I want to say to you, and got ready as we get ready, the Bible said that faithful is the Lord who has washed us from our sins in His own blood, Revelation 1 and verse 5. But I want to say in the book of Psalm, chapter 51, there's a passage over there, and it's in about verse number 2. And I like to be able to read about when David, a man after God's own heart, and here's what he said in chapter 51 and verse number 2. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. In order for him to do that, verse number 3 is going to have to be exercised in that person. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only, and thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and that and be clear when thou judgest. I want to say to you, make no mistake about it, is that if you'll come to Jesus Christ as an empty-handed beggar, He'll save your soul, He'll forgive you of your sin, He'll seal your name down in the book of life, and you'll look with great anticipation to His soon coming again. But if you say, no, I'm not interested in going that route, or I'm not interested in going that route, I'm going to take my chances. Well, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. You think there wasn't a lot of people listening in Noah's day whenever he was building that ark and had never had seen one. And he was preaching about a flood for 120 years, didn't get anybody saved but him and his wife and his three sons, their wives. 120 years, that's a lot of preaching, buddy. Do you imagine that message they rejected and turned down? Do you think that whenever that rain got to where it was over hip deep, now chest deep, and they're having to tiptoe to keep breathing, you think they wasn't changing their mind, but it was too late. Just too late. I got to say to you, you dare not wait until it's too late. When today's the day and now's the accepted time. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our musicians are coming. I hope that if nothing else, to lift them up before the Lord, and not just for salvation, but we certainly have got some people this morning that are just, if God doesn't intervene, there's some sad days ahead. Our Father, as we get ready to sing this invitation song, Lord, You know every need we have. I pray that now that You'd speak to every boy and girl, every man and woman. I want to pray for these that now, once again, that have sickness and have disease. Lord, I pray You touch them. Lord, I've asked You over and over to do something so miraculous in their lives that only You can get the credit for it. I want to say thank You for loving us even while we were unlovable. In Jesus' name we pray, and for His sake we ask it. Amen. What number?
Page 165.
You need to come on.